We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
I call your attention to these words. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Now these are the words of our Lord. He's talking to his own. He's talking to those whom he's chosen. That he said he chose them and ordained them so they might bring forth fruit. They might bear much fruit. Now, I said, I want you to love one another. Now, that's what our Lord told us. And I read that this morning, and I got to searching my own heart. I said, now, what about you? Do you really love the people of God, God's people? And you know, I can tell you honestly, as God searches my heart, if I know my heart, I love every child of God in this world. White man, black man, rich man, poor man. Prominent man, lowly man, whoever he may be. If I'm convinced that a man loves the Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity, and he's my brother, I love him like a Christian brother. Now, it may be sometimes I wouldn't admire some things he did. And I couldn't approve of some things, maybe. I couldn't approve of a compromise attitude, anything like that. But if a man manifests the fact that he loves Jesus, I love him. Because that's my crowd. That's my crowd. Now, I have a great many friends in the world who are not Christian people. Some of the best friends I've ever had in my life have been Jews. You know, I've always stood with the Jews as a race of people. They're God's chosen people, chosen by Almighty God, to do a job in this world, and God hasn't abandoned them. They still have a future, and we could discuss that with you. Some of my dearest friends are Jews. I appreciate their friendship. I've had friends in the world, businessmen that weren't Christian men. But as a good American man, a good human being, we get along and be good friends. And I would like them very much personally. But there's a kind of an affection that one Christian has for another, if you're a real Christian. If you just love a fellow because he's a Baptist and you're a Baptist, or he's a Methodist and you're a Methodist, or he's a Presbyterian and you're a Presbyterian, or something else, if you just love them like that, that's not the love Jesus Christ is talking about. You love somebody that's a Christian because he is a Christian, and he loves Jesus, and you love Jesus, and you have the same love in your heart. The love of God shed abroad in your heart. It's in his heart. There's an affinity between Christian people. Sometimes it's a great joy to maybe be right along on a plane and sit down by somebody and they begin to talk And I find out he's a real Christian, you know. He knows the Lord. We can enjoy the things of God together, see. You know, the Bible says, they that love God speak often one to another. And a book of remembrance was kept. There's a wonderful fellowship that Christians have. Now, I've had fellowship with them around the world. Real Christian people. Now, remember now, there are a great many people that call themselves Christians who are not Christians. You're not a Christian if you haven't been born again. You're not a Christian unless your sins are under the blood of Christ. You're not a Christian unless you have a Christian nature. You may have the carnal nature too. But if you're a Christian, you have a Christian nature. And do you know something? There's so many people that think they're Christians that are not really Christians. You know, Christianity, if you have it in you, if Jesus is there, the Holy Ghost is there, and you have that life in you, you'll have a spirit of discernment in a crisis. You'll take the Christian side when a crisis comes. Now, you can watch yourself like that. You'll take the Christian side. Now, I've known some people that have been in religious work for years that I've never known them to take the Christian side in a crisis. They'll take always the other side. Well, they're not Christians. You know, a lot of people are going to be lost. A lot of people. It used to bother me a great deal. We'd say, he's such a good man. He's such a good man. Well, the question is he a good man? Is he a good man? Now, if you love God, you love his people. And you love his people. And you love his cause. And the cause of Jesus Christ will be everything to you. Jesus has the first place. Now, I said, I want you to love one another. You have the same Father. You belong to God. And yet, you know, it's a strange thing how sometimes we try to build fellowship on compromise, see. You say, well, you know, we go along here and go along there, and we don't have anything left, you know, to stand for. But you know, the people that have fought and bled and died together for a cause, they have ties that bind them together. My old father was a Confederate soldier. He used to meet the old men that were with him in the battle, and they'd talk about the long marches and how difficult the battle was and so forth and so on. and that hearts were tied together in a strange way. Now, so it is in Christ. Don't you know those martyrs had an affection one for the other? Back there, they were going to out tomorrow to meet the wild beasts. Or they might have to die some other way. And there they were, children of God, fellowshipping with Christ and fellowshipping with each other, marching out, well, goodbye, and going out now to die. Men and women and all that. And you know, in this modern world which we live in, we've popularized the thing so much that it doesn't mean much anymore. You know, we read in the Bible, if you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. We've had it so soft, you know. We've had it so easy. You know, I asked somebody one time about a certain preacher. Well, I said, everybody's for him. Everybody in town. There's not a man in town that isn't for him. Well, God pity the dirty compromiser. God pity him. He's a dirty compromiser. If everybody's for him, he's not for Jesus Christ. But you know, I never had any trouble getting along with spiritually minded people. Born again people. People that love the Lord. People with whom Jesus Christ is supreme. You can get along with them. They understand what you're talking about. They know the language. They know what this fellowship means. Now, somebody that isn't a Christian may sit in on a radio program and say, well, I like the way he talks. I think that sounds all right. And seems to be a pretty good sort of an old scout, you know, and that kind of situation. I'm not talking about that now. I'm talking about something else. I'm talking about that affinity for something. That's something that makes it real to you. Now, I said, I want you to love one another. Now, listen. He said, I want to put you on notice now. He said, if the world hates you, don't let it worry. Don't let it worry. For remember, it hated me before it hated you, see. Now, if the world hates you, don't you be surprised. Don't be astonished if you go out and find out when you love each other, stand together for Jesus Christ. Don't be surprised because it'll probably hate you. He said, if you were the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. The world, the organized world system, cannot be at heart for a Christian program. Because a Christian program is contrary to a world program. The world program is a devil's program. The Christian program is Christ's program. And Jesus Christ went to a cross to die because a wicked world wouldn't accept him. And it's the same world. Oh, no doubt his gospels influence the world. And they're good people in the world. But look how Christians have suffered in Russia. Look how they've suffered in other countries of the world. Now, we are not so hard-boiled over here. We don't do exactly what they did over there in Russia and other places. But don't you ever think that a man can stand for Jesus Christ and not suffer persecution. Somebody will lie about him. And usually it'll be religious leaders that will lie about him. There'll be usually religious leaders. It'll not usually be the thugs and the toughs. Wasn't with Jesus when he was here. When Jesus Christ was here, publicans and the harlots gathered around him, the poor lost sinners kicked about. And there they were. And he talked kindly and he loved them. And he never kicked men like that around. But oh, how he talked to the Pharisees and Sadducees. He told them, he said, you won't get into the kingdom of heaven yourself and you block it for everybody else. Woe unto you scribes, Pharisees, you generation of vipers, you whited sepulchres full of dead men's bones. And with religion that turned against him. Now remember that. Now let's don't forget it. Let's don't forget it. And it's the same world and same human nature today. The devil is trying today to hitch religion to his program. He's endeavoring today to hitch religion. And he's going to someday be able to do it. And the Antichrist will come. He'll have a false prophet that will go along with it. Right now, there's a world movement for all this modernistic crowd to take over completely. All of the ecclesiastical movements of the world have one great church, one great church. That's what they're going to do, see. And at the right time, you give the devil time, these folks will say, we'll never go in. You wait a minute, just keep compromising. The devil will fix it someday for you. And you'll be surprised yourself sometime if you lie how the thing went. I've been surprised in my lifetime how things went because I didn't notice these things carefully. Now, I said, love one another. Now, let's us individual Christians, we folks that love Jesus Christ, let's pray for one another. Let's bear one another's burdens. Let's help in the struggle. You've got a neighbor out there near your home. It's a Christian. She has her burdens. You can help her bear them. Now listen just to me. Instead of running around and pulling wires to get into society somewhere and to run around with the world and the glamour of the world, why don't you go over there to your neighbor nearby and say, we are Christians, how about our having a little prayer together, a little fellowship together? And you could do it. You Christian women there that love the Lord, and you Christian men. And you'd be surprised how many hungry hearts there are in the world today. People have a sense of something. They feel things. They're not exactly right. And strange concern. And children of God, many of them, born again people, are bewildered about the conditions of the world. Love one another. Love one another. And don't be surprised if the world hates you. You can expect it because it hated me. And you'll have to take on my enemies if you stand by him. And he still has his enemies. So he said, don't worry. They hate you, just remember they hated me. But don't worry about that, I've overcome the world. And you're in the world, but you're not of the world. You belong to me, you're a heavenly people. Let's love one another, let's live in fellowship together. Our Father, help us to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our commission, to witness for him, let our light shine, to be true to him, to confess him for men, to abide in the doctrines of Christ. Keep us by thy power faithfully in all things, and use us for thy glory. And keep us true. Lord, keep us true. We pray thee that we may stay true to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Bible, to the virgin birth, to the incarnation, to the blood of atonement, to the bodily resurrection, and to the blessed hope that he'll come back again someday and we'll see him and be like him. Keep us faithful in all things. Keep Bob Jones University faithful. May it never waver. May it never compromise till Jesus comes. We pray in his precious name. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.